This is Living the RV Dream, episode 179 for Friday, February 5th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
And I almost said 2020. Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers all over the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, wicked warriors. And I changed the order and now I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to say. Everybody, welcome. I hope you're having a great Friday here today. Coming to you from Sholo, Arizona. First time here, first time in this area. As it is, you know, I've been to Arizona so many times and there's always something new that you haven't seen. But let me tell you what we've been doing. By the way, celebrating 170,000 subscribers this week on YouTube. So I want to, you know, thank each and every one of you, because, you know, if it wasn't for you, you know, I wouldn't have reached this milestone. And I'm thinking by the middle of the year, sometime in July, August, we're going to reach 200,000. And that's mind-boggling. And, you know, when you start doing something like YouTube, you always hope, you know, that people are going to like what you do and that you'll have some success along the way. But this was... It's starting to go into that realm of beyond my expectations, and it definitely is. This morning I met some new subscribers. You know, we met at of all places, the dump station, and you know, the dumping the tanks is the one thing that all of us has to do, right? Whether you have a Prevost bus or a pop up, at some point we all get to visit the dump station. And we were chatting, you know, and they saw the logo on the back of the RV. Oh, you're traveling, Robert, this and that. And we were talking about that, you know, like that each and every subscriber counts. Each and every view counts. And I feel so grateful that all of you have chosen to watch my channel. But let me tell you where we've been. Last time I recorded this, I was in Gila Bend, I believe, at the old KOA. Now it's called Sonoran Desert RV Resort, which I was just there for the full hookups and the one night, as I usually do. You know, some of these places where I go to a nice campground, instead of taking advantage of all the amenities, I go for the laundry room and, you know, to be able to have unlimited energy. Yeah, unlimited power, unlimited water. It's like a reset, you know. As you know, I love boondocking. In fact, I am boondocking right now. But before then, let me tell you what we've done. And right after that, and that's where I did last Friday's live stream. I was in Oregon Pipe National Monument. If you are in Southern Arizona, it's one place that I fully recommend. The most beautiful saguaro cacti and choya, jumping choyas. There's a loop drive going on the east side of the park that is very nice, very beautiful. And there's another one on the west part of the park that eventually loops around. And that one is more of an overlanding loop drive. They recommend the high clearance vehicle for the one on the west. I forget what it's called. It's called, let me find out, actually. Okay, here we go. The easy loop road that you can do with your regular passenger vehicle is called Ajo Mountain Drive. Ajo as in garlic in Spanish, A-J-O. And that one, actually, it's a beautiful drive. And you have two different trails that you can do on that one. There's an arch canyon trail that actually goes to a natural, you know, an arch. Although the last part is kind of sketchy, so I only recommend doing it for the beauty. You know, you're walking around all these beautiful cacti and all these beautiful rock formation. It's really quite nice. And then the other one is the Estes Canyon and the bull pasture trails. This one is a little longer in the, it's a little strenuous, but not too bad. It's not very strenuous by any means. You go up to a high elevation where you have this high elevation point where you can see all the way up to Mexico and down to Mexico. Yeah, this place is the entrance to Oregon Pipe is just 8 miles from the Mexican border, by the way. But yeah, the only thing that happened that was a little sketchy in the morning when I did the Estes Canyon Bull Pasture Trail. It was a beautiful day, beautiful. So, but I knew that it was gonna rain in the afternoon, so it started to get cloudier and cloudier, and the temperature started dropping and dropping. And I was just wearing a t-shirt because when it was sunny, it was very pleasant. So that's the only thing. I had to kind of rush on the way back because it was getting colder and windier and cloudier. So I was getting a little scared. The other road hiking trails, and as I say, Arch Canyon is not very long. It's probably a little over a mile. Estes Canyon is just a couple of miles. That's on the Ajo Mountain Drive, which is a one-way drive, by the way. And the other one is the Pueblo Blanco Drive, Puerto Blanco, North Puerto Blanco Drive and South Puerto Blanco Drive. And the south part goes right along the border. And that's the one I wanted to do because it goes right along the wall, and you know, it's the first part is a beautiful drive along some mountains, and I did part of that, but then the rest of the road was closed, so I didn't do it. I didn't do the rest of it, but at some point, if it opens again, I would love to do that drive. And then I stayed at the campground there at the Oregon Pipe Cactus National Preserve, National Monument, and it's a very nice campground. It's also dry camping, and there are some loops that allow generators. I went to the loop that doesn't allow generators because I have sufficient power, and we were getting pretty good solar for 2 nights that I stayed there. It was more than enough, and I really enjoyed it. Now, on the next day, Saturday, January 30th, I decided to come back up to Tucson, and I stopped by Ajo. Ajo is a very, very cute town. It's got this church and this plaza, and it has like this, I want to say, Spanish-Mexican colonial architecture. It's a cool town, and at some point in the future, I would love to go back and explore a little more. There's another town right next to Ajo called Huay. Huay? I don't know. But that's what it's called. And from there, you know, I decided to spend a couple of days in Tucson, Arizona. As you know, I've driven through Tucson, Arizona many times, and I had never really made the time to explore. And my first thing, I wanted to go to Mount Lemmon. Of course, this wasn't a Sunday. The road to Mount Lemmon was closed. There was this policeman diverting traffic. There was a line that was probably miles long. So I wasted my first 2 hours in the morning trying to get to Mount Lemmon because the GPS kept rerouting me. So what did I decide to do? The next best thing. What other mountain right next to downtown is called Sentinel Peak, and is the mountain that has the big A painted on the side of the mountain. Beautiful views of downtown and pretty much like the whole city you can see from Sentinel Peak. It's a short drive to the parking lot, and it's less than a mile hike to the top of the mountain. It was very nice. There was this guy flying a paraglider there, which I got some great videos from up there. Let's just say. Then I had heard on the Amateur Traveler podcast about this local delicacy called a Sonoran hot dog, and they recommended I go to some place called El Güero Canelo. El Güero Canelo restaurant is a Mexican fast food kind of place, and I decided to go to the original one, which is like in this very Mexican neighborhood, you could tell. But I was disappointed by, at least I've heard after that I probably got the wrong thing, but I heard that the Sonoran burger is made with fry bread. This one was just a regular, I mean, not burger, hot dog. The Sonoran hot dog, this was just made with a regular, hot dog bun, and It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. So what did I decide to do instead of going to another restaurant? I went downtown and I went to what I know best, right? Let's go to a brewery, have a local IPA. And this is called the Thunder Canyon Brewery. They had a special $10 an IPA, a burger and fries. And I'm like, yeah, sure, might as well get the special, right? So I had the Thunder Canyon IPA and it was good. It was good. I really enjoyed that. And then last but not least, that afternoon I decided to go to the San Javier Mission. It's spelled Xavier, but it's pronounced Javier, and it's a beautiful mission. Unfortunately, it was closed inside because of COVID, but beautiful architecture, Spanish colonial architecture. And at some point, I would love to return and see inside, you know. And they also have this hill. That was close to. It's like a hill with a cross and a shrine. But in any case, that was my first day in Tucson. And the next day, you know, I decided, you know, I have to go up to Mount Lemmon. And the good thing with Mount Lemmon up there, it was still covered in snow, because it's been snowing in the mountains. It's been raining down in the valley, but up in the mountains it snows, and there were a couple of inches of snow even though it's been melting for the next couple of days, for the next last few days. It's still a lot of snow up there. So I did that. A beautiful drive up the mountain. I took some great pictures, and then I drove by I didn't visit anything in depth, anything indoors. I want to visit Pima Air and Space Museum. But what I did, I drove by. They have an aircraft boneyard, and they have thousands of planes in storage there. And they decided to storage here because of the dry climate of the desert. You know, it's a good place to preserve planes, I suppose. Now, last but not least, I went to the western part of town. I wanted to I know it is closed right now because of COVID. It's called Tucson, Old Tucson Studios. It used to be a movie studio, and it's like a recreation of Old Tucson, you know, like an old western town. That is something that I wanted to see, and I saw a little bit from the outside. At some point when things go back to normal, I would love to visit that. It's something that a lot of people have recommended. There's also the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, which unfortunately I got there a little too late. That's the one museum that I probably wanted to see, besides the Pima Air and Space probably more. But so I decided to skip it and instead go to Saguaro National Park. And Saguaro National Park was pretty good. They have a loop road. It's a dirt road, but it's pretty accessible by pretty much any type of vehicle. And I went to this place called the Signal Hill Picnic Area, and they have some petroglyphs, like ancient Native American petroglyphs. And that was really cool to see. I returned back to Tucson proper through, it's called the Gates Pass Road. It's a beautiful drive. It goes, goes through a mountain pass there. It's part of Tucson Mountain Park. And that was my time in Tucson. I didn't see a lot. I didn't go to a lot of restaurants, as was my original idea, or a lot of museums, just because of the times. You know, it's sometimes I don't feel like this year still is the right time to do all those types of activities. I'd rather wait until things go back to normal and do more nature outdoor stuff, which is. It's anyways what I like to do a lot. As you know, lately I've been getting into hiking and all that. And talking about hiking, the next couple of nights I spent at this was another almost bucket list destination for me, since I've driven through I-10 so many times. And as soon as you pass Tucson, you see it there on the left, Picacho Peak. It's a very iconic mountain, and Picacho Peak State Park. What a great state park! What a great campground! It's electric only, and And this week they had a problem. This year they have a problem with water. I guess they have a problem with their well. It's dried up, so they don't have potable water. So if you go to Pikachu Peak, make sure your tank is full. But other than that, it's a beautiful place. And I did a beautiful hike. I hiked all the way, and this was actually more strenuous. I did that. Was it yesterday? I think yeah, it was yesterday, and I still hurt every muscle in my legs, and even not only in my legs hurts, because this was a lot more strenuous than I thought. This was like Angel's Landing strenuous, and almost as dangerous. You have to, especially because I didn't bring any gloves, and you have to grab onto these wires, you know, to climb up to some of these parts of the mountain, you know, the trail. And these wires were a little slippery, you know, since it was a little warm and my hands were sweaty, it was slippery. And then if you do that Pikachu Peak hike, make sure you bring gloves and good hiking shoes and dress for the weather. Even in winter, we've had a couple of very warm days down there by Pikachu Peak State Park. Fully recommended. And if you are in the, at least do the Sunset Trail all the way to where the cables begin. After the cables, it becomes a little sketchy. And to be honest, at some point I almost chickened out, but I said, you know, I came all the way here, might as well make it all the way to the top. And the views from the top of Pikachu Peak are amazing. Up there they have a mailbox where you can sign your name, and you know, they have like a registry book, and you can see for miles. You can see almost to Tucson. You can definitely see an aircraft boneyard that is right there. It's actually near Pikachu State Park, and you see I-10 down there, and you see the mountains and so the saguaro cacti forest for miles, miles and miles. You see definitely see all the way down to Mount Lemmon, and yeah. And that was yesterday. Today, actually, I decided to go for a change of scenery, and I drove a little over 3 hours, actually. Today, I'm recording this in Sholo. I'm at the Sholo Lake campground, and there's still snow on the ground, by the way. And tonight is, right now, is probably, I'm recording this at 9 p.m. on Thursday, and it is below freezing. It's... let me check my phone right now, actually. It's 9:05 p.m. It is 31 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what, minus 2 in Celsius or something like that. Which for you folks up north, you may be laughing at me right now, but for me, that's legit very cold. Yeah, 31 feels like 23. There you go. That's why the internet is kind of slow here. I'm still going to try to do my live stream Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. my time here, and with the cell phone booster, with the King Boost, it kind of works okay. So I'm gonna do that, and that's it for today. I'm not gonna go through your mail today because my internet is kind of limited here, and my computer is, believe it or not, acting up a little bit. I'm encoding Friday's Sunday's video as we speak here, and I'm bringing this MacBook Pro to its knees, trying to record audio and processing the video, and having, you know, 10 tabs open in Chrome. So that's it for today. That's where I am today. It's been quite a trip, and one of those probably the least planned trip. Like this morning, I wasn't still sure whether I was gonna come up to Sholo, or whether I was gonna stay down south and linger and maybe go down to Wilcox or Benson or even farther south. So we might go farther south after Sedona in a couple of weeks. So we'll see. For now, this is me signing off from Sholo, Arizona, in the White Mountains. Beautiful, beautiful up here. Totally different climate, totally different vegetation. It's like being in a totally different latitude, different place. And the drive here, the drive from Pikachu Peak here was... I forgot to mention one thing. I did see the... the Casa Grande Ruins, or Casa Grande, I guess it would be in Spanish, right? Casa Grande Ruins is a national monument there. You know, it takes no more than half an hour to see it. And of course, the visitor center is closed. You know, they just have a ranger outside, you know, giving you maps and some orientation, but that's it. No, nothing inside because of COVID, of course. But it was really cool to see the ruins. You know, it's a multi-story building dating back to who knows when. So yeah, that was really cool. And it's on the way here. It was on the way here. Beautiful drive coming here. And I'll tell you more about that next week. But for now, this is me signing off from here from Sholo Lake. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.